you.
It's the election result the polls had been tipping.
The people of Victoria have today given to us the greatest of gifts.
Daniel Andrews and his Labor colleagues swept back to power after just one term in opposition.
Upon us the greatest of honours, and ladies and gentlemen, we will not let them down.
And with the change of government comes a new focus on agricultural policies. Labor's pre-election commitments include an inflation cap on council rates, money for roads and regional development funds, as well as a lifeline for the National Centre for Farmer Health.
And he conceded that Labor will form a strong and stable majority government in Victoria.
Long-serving Bendigo-based MP Jacinta Allen is Labor's agricultural spokeswoman. Both before and now after the election, she's refusing to say whether she'll ask for that portfolio in government.
When you consider food and fibre production in Victoria, it contributes about $11 billion to our Victorian economy. When you consider much of that activity happens in our regional areas, it's a very important economic portfolio. And we've recognised this, and Andrews Labor government has recognised food and fibre production as one of our six priority industry areas that we will want to work very hard on in growing, in supporting with dedicated funding, because we see that as a great area of job and economic opportunity for the state.
Would you like to hold on to the agriculture portfolio?
Look, it's an incredibly exciting honour to be a member of government, and if I'm fortunate enough to be chosen by my colleagues to be on the front bench, the portfolios are allocated by the leader, and I will be happy to serve in whatever capacity Daniel Andrews asks me to. It's obviously very, very early days. I would love to keep a connection to regional communities, but the ultimate decisions rest with our leader, Daniel Andrews.
The cost of getting food and fibre to ports, along with the burden of rising energy prices, are just two of the issues the Victorian Farmers Federation says the new government needs to act on. President Peter Toohey says the new Ag Minister needs to have a comprehensive understanding of the portfolio.
It's a big job to be an agriculture minister. There is a huge amount of business attached to it, a huge amount of rural Victoria is attached to it. And even when you look at the VA around water, and that is also should be attached to it. So it is a big job, a big challenge. I'm not sure who's in the Labor camp that could fill that spot, but hopefully whoever does is willing to learn and listen to the agriculture sector.
Jacinta Allen has held the portfolio during the campaign and for some time now. It's unclear if she will retain that portfolio. Who do you want to be the agriculture minister?
That's a good question. They don't really have a lot of people that have got a huge amount of expertise in agriculture, and Jacinta is probably the one with a broad knowledge base about rural areas. But whether she's keen to take on the agricultural portfolio or not, I think we'll leave that one open. And possibly there was a suggestion that Daniel Andrews might do it, but I think he might even be a bit busy for that. But hopefully we can find somebody who is open and willing to work with the rural sector and provide a bit of good value for us.
For his part, outgoing Agriculture Minister Peter Walsh says it's crucial Labor appoints a minister willing to fight for the portfolio at the highest levels of government.
Well, I think Daniel Andrews, as the leader and the new Premier, has some decisions to make sure he puts someone with suitable status and calibre into the agriculture and the water portfolio. It's both absolutely critical, not only to country Victoria, but I think to the Victorian economy. So it needs some horsepower around the cabinet table.
The election loss signals the end of Dennis Napthine's leadership of the Liberal Party.
It is time for renewal. It is time for change.
While the Liberals look for regeneration, its coalition partner, the Nationals, says it's already done it, with 37-year-old hospital CEO Emma Keely becoming the first female to represent the Wimmera as a state or federal MP.
The National Party have come under a level of scrutiny in recent times that they haven't had a good diversity across their representatives. The National Party have always put females up for election, but they haven't necessarily got over the line. So I'm exceptionally proud to be a younger female who will be proudly flying the National Party brand, and we can make a real difference.
28-year-old former political adviser Stephanie Ryan also added to the Nationals' ranks, winning the new seat of Euroa. The party looks likely to lose Shepparton to independent Susanna Sheed, with David O'Brien's Western Victorian upper house seat likely to fall.
What we've been able to successfully do, particularly with those two candidates and with Greg Barr and Shepparton, if Greg gets up, which I'm optimistic that he will, there is generational change, and I think with Emma and Stephanie, we've almost gone two generations in that change, and it increases the gender diversity of our party as well.
And how important is it to shake that old boys club stereotype that sticks with not just the Nationals, but with the Parliament more generally?
Well, I think the National Party, I'd like to think that wasn't a true stereotype, but I think having both those young women coming in with the abilities that they have, they've both proven themselves in their professional careers before Parliament, means that there's a very bright future for the Nationals.
The ABC understands the Nationals will review the coalition agreement with the Liberal Party in the wake of what leader Peter Ryan has called a grim result. It's unclear if Peter Ryan will remain as the Nationals' leader. Party insiders have tipped Peter Walsh as a possible replacement, with Russell North a potential deputy, provided he holds Morwell. It's a sentiment Peter Walsh refuses to engage with.
Well, Peter Ryan is our leader, and he has the total support of the party.